Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 165, The Power of Willpower. In my previous podcast, which was LNP 164, Lisa Brown shared strategies for breaking food addictions. Do you have one? This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights. I love chocolate, for example, and find that it calls to me. This is Girl Scouts cookie season where I live. A few weeks ago, I broke my resolve and I bought a box of Thin Mints from a cute little girl. But when that box of Thin Mints started calling my name, I realized I needed to bring the other half of the box to my church for social hour after worship so I could tame the beast. My next-door neighbor gave me a box of chocolates for Valentine's Day, so I placed the chocolates in the middle of the plate, and I put the cookies all the way around the edge. I was really pleased to take home an empty plate. I met one person in my life who does not like chocolate. If chocolate is not a weak spot for you, is exercise an issue for you? You want to go for a walk? You know how great it is for your health and how fantastic you'll feel afterwards, yet you'd rather sit in front of your TV or computer instead. You know you must alter your eating habits or quit smoking, but you don't have the inner power and the doggedness to alter these habits. Does this seem familiar? How many times have you stated, "I wish I had willpower and self-discipline"? How many times have you begun to do something only to stop after a short while? We all have had experiences like these. If you haven't, this podcast is not meant for you. Most everybody has some addictions or habits they wish they could overcome, like smoking, excessive eating, laziness, procrastination, or lack of self-assertiveness. To overcome these habits or addictions, you need willpower and self-discipline. They make an enormous difference in everybody's lives, and they bring inner strength and self-mastery and decisiveness. Why do we require self-discipline? What may it do for you, and is it worth the work of developing it? Self-discipline is a key factor in an entrepreneur's life. It is what we call on when we need to do things we find uncomfortable or boring. Among the main characteristics of self-discipline is the power to forgo instant and immediate gratification and pleasure in favor of some higher gain or more substantial results, even if this calls for effort and time. Self-discipline provides you with the power to stick with your decisions and follow them through without changing your mind, and is consequently one of the most crucial requirements for accomplishing goals. The possession of self-discipline enables you to select actions, thoughts, and behaviors which lead to success. It also presents you with inner strength to overcome addictions, procrastination, and laziness. This is a useful and required skill in everyone's life, particularly for legal nurse consultants. It takes self-discipline to wade through a case, to prepare marketing materials, to write blogs, and other countless tasks of owning a business. Self-discipline is really a useful inner power. It enables you to hang on and not give up despite failure and setbacks. You will have failures, or what I like to call unexpected outcomes, in your business. The key is to not let them dissuade you from your drive for a successful legal nurse consulting business. Self-discipline grants you self-command and the power to resist temptations like chocolate, and distractions that tend to stand in the way of aiming towards your goals and achieving them. As a matter of fact, it's among the most crucial pillars of real and stable success. When you're self-disciplined, your actions lead to self-assurance, self-regard, and inner strength, and to happiness and satisfaction. Lack of self-discipline may lead to failure to reach goals, even minor ones, and to the loss of health and relationship issues, obesity, and other troubles. You can feel ashamed of yourself. You know what you should be doing, and you feel each setback as a blow to your self-esteem. Life frequently presents challenges and issues on the path to success and accomplishment, like a table full of Girl Scout cookies. To rise above them, you must behave with perseverance and persistence, and this calls for self-discipline. You may also need this skill to overcome eating disorders, addiction, smoking, drinking, and other damaging habits. Before we continue with the show, I want to ask you as a listener a few questions. Do you struggle with getting fit? Does the bag of chocolate in the cabinet call to you? Does the ice cream in your freezer speak your name? Would you rather eat an Oreo than a carrot? Does the idea of going to the gym for getting fit seem less interesting than watching a movie? If you answer yes to these questions, you are singing my song. I interviewed Mike Schatzky to talk with him about how he, as a middle-aged, overweight male, was able to get into shape. His story may surprise you. I think it will inspire you. The program is called Couch Potatoes, Secrets of Getting Fit. We have the audio recording and transcript for you at lnc.tips/couch. That website again is http://lnc.tips/couch. And as always, we offer you a 25% discount if you use the code LISTENED in the coupon box during checkout. I want to talk with you about willpower for a few minutes because it's part of self-discipline. It's what gives you the power to control your impulses, and that directly relates to your health. When you're operating from willpower, you use your power to decide what is best for your health. This power gives you the strength to resist temptation. I'm referring to willpower not just in relationship to your health, but also your business. There is a reason why only 5% of the population are entrepreneurs. Being in business poses challenges that tap your resilience and strength. You've gotten this far in listening to me. You've shown self-discipline and the willingness to stick it out when listening to me talk about uncomfortable issues. You know that there are people who lack the inner strength to say no. As a nurse, you've seen massively unhealthy people who can't control their impulses, and they do self-destructive things. You know there are people who find it hard to follow and assert themselves, who are afraid to act, and they're afraid to make changes. You know there are people who think you are brave for owning a business and taking risks, and there may be a few people in your life who you think believe that you're crazy to do so. Developing willpower does not require extraordinary powers. You don't have to sleep on a bed of nails or walk on fire. Those are two activities that I have never understood. Developing willpower and inner power is a gradual process that anybody may undertake. You create a series of actions that build over time. You'll have to give up a few unneeded and harmful pleasures and alter a few unhealthy habits. But this is for a higher good. You give up something adverse to acquire strength and power that will help you in each area of your life. As a matter of fact, the whole procedure may be turned into an absorbing, gratifying, and interesting challenge. You may apply your detail-oriented skills as a legal nurse consultant and set up goal sheets or checklists for yourself to measure your accomplishments. As your willpower develops, it will be simpler for you to get rid of habits and attitudes that stand in your way to a more beneficial life. You acquire inner strength that will help you with your business, health, and relationships. Most individuals are not born with inner strength, but it may be developed like any other skill. Inner strength consists of willpower, self-discipline, self-control, doggedness, detachment, the power to concentrate, and peace of mind. These skills are critical and essential for success in all aspects of life. They may be learned and developed like any other skill. Here are a few exercises to beef up your inner powers that utilize ordinary day-to-day actions. Don't read the news for a couple of days. It's just depressing. I cut news out of my life more than a decade ago. From time to time, drink your coffee or tea without sugar. You'll get used to the unsweetened versions. Climb up the stairs rather than taking the elevator. Park your car a little bit further from your destination so that you must walk. Now and then, choose not to watch one of your favorite television shows. Read a book that's useful and enlightening, but you find tedious. Curtail your desire to pick apart people in your life, even though we are rewarded to do that on medical malpractice cases. Restrain your desire to retort angrily. Take a walk or exercise every day. These are only a couple of illustrations to show you how you can formulate your inner strength. By carrying out these types of exercises, you acquire inner power, which you can utilize when you're in need of it. By rehearsing them, you formulate your inner muscles, just like lifting barbells develops your physical muscles. And you stay away from Thin Mints. After you stop listening to this show, be sure to go over to lnc.tips/couch. and order your 60-minute interview and transcript of Couch Potatoes, Secrets of Getting Fit. That website again is http://lnc.tips/couch. And use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll be back next week with another Ayers Insights. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month Clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Ayers' resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.